Hello again, and welcome to yet another Best Boys.
Oh, I've got a pop filter.
See, that's why I put the pop filter on your side, Joe. Step back, yo. Speaking of peas.
Oh, I gotta make
pee. Joe, I will push you back into your chair. So, movie we're gonna see this time is a pretty good movie.
Pussy.
All right, Joe. You sound like a lawnmower that's out of gas.
Yeah. Well, I accidentally turned it upside down and the gas leaked out.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
So the movie we're gonna see this time is the original Alien.
Yeah. Classic.
Classic movie. Never seen it. All I know about Alien is there's a chest burster and there's a necromorph and it's pretty spooky.
Well, there ain't no necromorphs. That's from Dead Space.
Oh, yeah. Shit, you're right. Yeah. I don't remember the thing's name then. I know they got acid blood.
It's,
they got
xenomorph.
They got little faces on their tongues.
Yeah.
And it was Mr. Giger himself that helped design the aliens.
Yep. H.R. Giger.
Rip. I like that dude's stuff. His Rip. Stuff's really cool.
He's dead now.
But outside of that, I really only know the kind of pop culture stuff.
Yeah.
And I played a little bit of the Alien Isolation game.
Yeah.
Really goddamn good. So
it's too spooky for me. I can't play it.
Yeah, it's
but well, also my computer can't run it.
Yeah, you couldn't even run Undertale, I think.
I don't know, maybe. Because it's mostly text-based, right?
No, there's also video gameplay. But we'll go ahead and we'll come back to you guys once we've watched the movie.
Cool.
All right, and that was Alien.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Yeah, it's late 79, I believe it came out.
Yeah, 79.
Very late 70s. I can see why this movie was so popular and started a whole franchise setup there.
Oh, yeah, there are a ton of low-budget Alien ripoffs. Like, if you go to, the VHS store in, early 2000s, you'll just see, a bunch of covers that say, Space Monster, and then there's, an alien-looking thing on the cover.
Yep. Really enjoyed the visual style of the movie. It has a lot of... It feels like an 80s... Or not an 80s. A 60s computer room. The sounds of a 60s computer room of tapes spinning and clicking.
Yeah.
Beep, 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 boop. Time cards. Shit like that all put into an actual spaceship. That's very... very metallic.
Yeah, because back in the day, they never really knew how technology was going to progress. So with this one, it's the ship is meant to be really run down and kind of shitty. So it's just a bunch of old tech for them just on this ship that they gotta make do with.
Yeah, just a bunch of garbage scrap together technology, which makes sense for the setting and for part of the story as to why this ship was chosen. But we'll get into that in a little bit there. One thing that I really liked was it's Weyland Yutani, right?
Yeah, yep.
And that's a Japanese corp instead of I'm used to movies doing dumb shit oh, this is our American corporation in the far future that's run. No. I mean, let's be a little bit more realistic here. It's when a movie will show, this superpower in the future is American. Well, it would probably be Chinese.
Yeah, or we're probably going to get nuked pretty soon.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yep. We'll get exactly what's coming to us.
I don't know if this... I feel like this has almost certainly been a thing that started way before this, but the distress call on a ship and then going and checking it out and things get wacky, that's almost certainly been a thing in 50s sci-fi
this. Lost in Space. And, yeah. Stuff like that.
And something that dawned on me in the first half of the movie, I felt like an idiot, was the ship's called the Nostromo.
Yes.
And, or Nostromo.
Yeah.
And there's a fucking TF2 promo for, I think it was the game Alien Isolation, where
you play
as Ripley
that.
Alone. And they had, and it was actually a really cool promotion. The scout got an item set that gave him the Xeno, what's it called again?
Well, the creature's called the Xenomorph.
Xenomorph, okay. Yeah, he gave him a Xenomorph head and tail and something like I covered his head and made him look like one. And the Pyro got an item set, which was a helmet, like the space suits that you see in the movie, and Nostromo Napalmer. And I finally understand why it was called that.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was actually a fun... If a Pyro had all those items on, and a Scout had all those items on, the Pyro would deal increased fire damage to the Scout, but the Scout would deal a bunch of extra melee damage to the Pyro.
Oh, and you probably get a Chivo, too.
I don't know if they added a Chivo, but you go in there and you hit someone with the bat, and it would fuck them up, and it was actually really cool. But, I mean, before seeing this movie, that was pretty much the biggest experience I had with Alien.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I only played the game for, like, 15 minutes. Yeah. So...
Yeah, no, I'd like to play that game, but yeah, I just cannot run it on my PC.
There was a few artistic choices that really stuck out to me. All of the corridors of steam obscuring your vision. There's always a constant humming noise of these nasty fluorescent lights, or the hiss, the clanging of metal on metal. That was very, very cool. I enjoyed that a lot. I enjoyed the air vents, where it's just a very thick metal aperture that would spin in on itself. A lot of small choices that I really, really liked looking at throughout the movie.
Yeah.
There's one scene that stuck out to me. There are two scenes that I managed to write down because I wasn't, you know... There was a few other ones that I was too enraptured by the movie because it was really good to, like, write down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I really liked, so they hear a distress call, they land on the planet, they check it out, there's a dude that's like stuck in a chair with his chest burst open and it's completely abandoned, nothing's there, it looks like nothing's been there for a long time. There's a ton of eggs, they check him out, it's a face hugger, jumps in the dude's face, knocks him out. That whole ship looked very, very Giger in that it was slightly melted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, especially the outside.
Yeah, the outside was a weird kind of halo-looking thing.
Yeah, kind of like some kind of like crescent-shaped object.
Isn't the Enterprise kind of like a crescent and then it goes down and it turns into a normal ship? It kind of looks like the top half of the Enterprise.
I think so, yeah, yeah.
I'm not
a Star Trek guy.
Yeah, I've never watched Star Trek, and I've seen Star Wars maybe once for each movie, so a little limited in my description of that department there.
Yeah.
But another scene I really liked, and this was just a small scene, but I really don't know why it stuck out to me. They start looking for, so there's the chestburster scene in which, so they bring the guy into the ship, and he's in the infirmary, you know, he's in the infirmary, they're checking the thing out, they find out, oh, it has fucking acid blood, which really doesn't come up again after that. It just seems like it was kind of an afterthought.
Well, it makes it so that you can't like pierce it without like it risking breaching the hull.
I guess so. I guess it makes sense because they're not going to try and do it. They're not going to be like, oh well, I mean, I bleed it before. Let me try and shoot it with a gun, and then yeah, I guess that makes sense. So they bring the guy in the ship. He's got the face hugger on him. It's latched around his head. Later on, he wakes up. He's normal. The body of the thing like detached and shot itself into the ceiling or something and then fell down in a big spooky jump scare thing.
Yeah, well, what probably happened was it detached and just crawled up to die, and then it died.
And so he's fine for a while, like, oh, okay, cool, yeah, we're all good to go. Let's not do any medical follow-up checks, I guess.
Well, what they were going to do was just have, like, a meal together and then go sleep until they reach back to Earth. They were going to freeze themselves kind of in those
chambers. That's right, because the opening movie, they get woken up 6 months before Earth, before getting back to Earth from a mining operation.
Yeah.
But the scene that really stuck out to me was, so the chestburster goes out, and then in kind of a goofy-looking fashion, just, woo, zips across and runs away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What that was it's like a rail system through the table, and then you just pull it on like a string real fast, and it looks like it's moving.
Yeah, it looked a little silly, but I'm not gonna... That's fine.
Yeah, they don't got no money. They got as much money as old Joe Buck, and I had $4 and quarters today.
Yep. No, that was last night when you bought me spicy chicken nuggets.
Yep. I always take care of the host.
And so they're chasing it around with, like, a fucking net and a cattle prod.
Yeah.
And they go and they get to an area and they open up a locker. And to catch it, they have I love the design of this giant fucking box. It's just a giant box that requires two hands to hold to search around for minuscule movements. And that was the dumbest thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, they even say, like, it barely works because it's the kind of scientist guy who designs it who doesn't want the alien to be captured anyway.
Well, I don't know if he doesn't want it to be captured. He just wants it to not escape. I don't know. Because,
I mean, if they catch it, they're going to just throw it outside or kill it.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, they weren't going to keep the fucker.
Yeah.
So they're searching for the cat. They're searching for the thing. They open up a thing and the cat runs out. And then the guy's just like, oh, well, whatever. It's the cat. I just let it go because it was a cat. And then he was yelling at him, well, yeah, it's going to get picked up later on the thing. And he very sheepishly was like, oh, yeah, you're right. And just, I don't know. That whole little back and forth they had felt super, super natural. And it really stuck out to me for some reason. I really don't know why.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the cat, like, almost, like, brings down the whole operation because she's got to go back and get him later.
Yep. It's entirely the cat's fault.
Yep. We gotta go throw it out into space. That's the sequel I want to see. Just, like, a cat floating around like a big meteor.
Brett, one of the mechanics for the ship, follows after the cat, gets captured by the alien. Alien drags it up, kills him. Most likely just devour. Well, I don't know. I mean, the alien doesn't seem to want to eat things for sustenance because all the kills that we see, they aren't devoured or anything. They're just dead.
Yeah. I mean, it really depends. Yeah, I don't know what the thing eats, really.
And there was a deleted scene that we saw in which the alien had everyone kind of chained up to the wall or like stuck up to the wall with some weird webbing stuff that was removed because it didn't make any sense.
Yeah. Because basically right now, in the first movie, we don't really know what's going on with, like, the whole alien life cycle thing, but that gets completely explained in the Aliens, and, like, that, it contradicts, like, the cocoon scene.
So we just cut it right out?
Yeah.
But the other scene that really stuck out to me, the captain of the ship is named Dallas, and they have a onboard computer system called Mother. That they're able to enter queries into and it can give them advice.
Maybe an Earthbound reference.
Oh, is that a motherfucking Earthbound reference?
Mm.
But Dallas goes in there and he starts asking it questions. And for the first half of the movie, everyone's pretty confident. Everyone's pretty calm. After Brett gets killed, he goes in there and they're starting to panic. And you see him entering questions into the Mother computer that are like, how do I kill an alien?
Yeah.
Does not compute. How do I stop an alien? And just shit like that. Like, you get to see that he's starting to get really desperate because he has no idea what to do. And so he starts entering all these things in the computer, hoping that he can find some kind of guidance as to what to do. And, there was also a very, very cool exposition scene that happens later on in the movie. I won't spoil this one just because I really, really liked how it was done. But it's kind of an exposition explaining what their mission really was for. It wasn't just to mine. It was to try and get one of these aliens on this, you know, this rinky-dink shitty ship that Weyland Yutani was like, yeah, whatever, use this ship. I don't really give a fuck if it, you know, if we can't keep the ship. It's like maybe $6 billion, which is chump change.
Yeah. It's like whenever you give, like, your son, like, maybe, like, he just, like, passed his driving exam, so you give him, like, a moped.
Yeah, because you just want people to think your son's a homosexual.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, nothing wrong with a moped. You're just driving around. You can beep the horn at ladies, you know?
But tell me a little bit more about the director of this movie, Joe, and its impact it kind of had when it came out on pop culture and sci-fi thriller horror stuff in general.
Oh, I mean, they basically started the sci-fi horror genre as we know it, because beforehand, like, science fiction was a lot more tame than this. So Ridley Scott, he also did Blade Runner as, like, his other big movie.
See, I've never seen Blade Runner. I know a remake recently came out as of October 10th.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it's a sequel, actually. It's not a remake.
Oh, it's an actual sequel.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, because, like, old Harrison Ford comes back and stuff, and, yeah. Everybody just ages, like, 30 years.
But yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, though, I can't wait for, like, Indiana Jones 5, because at that point he's probably not going to be able to walk anymore. So his, like, Shia LaBeouf son's just going to have to push him around in, like, a wheelchair.
What are the other kind of sci-fi? I guess Predator is a good example of another sci-fi kind of horror style where Predator, I believe, this is the movie, I've seen Predator. I must have saw it years and years and years ago, but I believe it's people land on an alien planet and there's something there that's the ultimate hunter that's just like slaughtering them.
Well, it's like a military thing goes into the jungle and then the Predator is just there kind of.
On a different planet, or...
No, on Earth.
Oh, it's just on Earth.
Yeah. Because it came to Earth to hunt humans, because human is the ultimate prey.
Yep.
Yeah, and, like, Schwarzenegger's there, and he covers himself in mud to hide from it. Because they can't see mud.
Yeah, they can't see mud.
Nope. Yeah, but, well, actually, like, with Predator, they tried really, really hard to intersect Predator with Alien. There's two movies where basically they fight each other. Like, there's, like, they're just punching each other and stuff, and then one of the Predators gets acid blood on him, and that marks him as, like, the one Predator who's gonna live. Those movies are kind of dumb. With Alien, basically, it's a pretty low-budget movie for what it is. And then it came out, and everybody loved it.
Yeah, I mean, I could tell a little bit that the suit of the alien... The movements of the person were a little, what's the word I'm looking for? Because I'm not going to say bad.
Like stilted?
A little stilted. And that, I mean, you're in a giant suit. You can't jump around and hiss and do flips and crazy shit. Like you don't have the fine motor control to hook your arms in. They are stuck in a position. You move your hands in, they're going to stay in that position. The fingers don't move.
Yeah, it's kind of like a football player with, like, an extra 100 pounds of stuff on him.
Yeah, actually, that's a good comparison. Like, you're limited in your range of movements, and that's why you really only see the alien stationary, or turning, or slightly moving. You never see it
See the full thing, no.
Yeah, and that's also because even in broad light, like, the alien's still pretty fucking spooky.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of very terrifying aspects. The head is wrong. Something about it just feels wrong.
Oh, well, I can tell you why that is.
Tell me why that is, Joe.
It's a giant penis. Okay. The head's a giant dick, yeah.
Okay, a head's just a giant penis?
And then the egg, like, basically, originally the egg was just going to be two lips that open up, but they changed it to four. And, like, basically, the face hugger, what it does is it sticks its penis down your throat and lays eggs in you.
Interesting.
Yeah. If the whole thing's a sexual metaphor.
No, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, do you know how Giger got involved in the film? Was it just...
They wanted him.
They just really wanted him.
Yeah, they saw his paintings and wanted him.
Yeah, because he did a fantastic job on the Alien. I mean, there's a reason why it's a pop culture icon.
Yeah.
And even today, the Alien franchise is still pretty relevant.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's like,
Alien
I just
Resurrection
saw...
just came out. Did you see that one?
What,
Alien Resurrection?
No, Covenant.
Covenant. Was it any good?
I didn't see it. I heard average things about it. I mean, the Alien franchise has a pretty long history of getting good directors for the mainline series. Because 2 has James Cameron.
Really?
Yes. 3 has David Fincher, the Zodiac director.
Oh, wow.
But the studio ruined the movie and took it from him. And then part 4 has the director of Amelie. He's like a weird French guy.
What was the fourth Alien movie called?
Resurrection.
Oh, okay, that was just Resurrection, then it was. Because Prometheus also came out just a few years ago.
Yeah, Prometheus is Scott again. It's not a mainline Alien thing, though. I think they tried to distance it from it. And then Covenant, that was Ridley Scott as well.
But, yeah, I mean, I remember going to Comic-Con and seeing people with, seeing a lot of Weyland Yutani stuff, you know, the W and the T.
Yeah. Well, I just went to Walmart and there was, like, an alien, like, head mask and it's all plasticky, but you can wear it and, like, spook your mom.
That'd be pretty cool. Hey, yeah, Mom, look at me. I got a penis for a head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mom, look at me.
Hey, Lois, remember that time I was in the movie Alien?
Oh, yeah. And then it's like a thing where he's like thrusting back and forth into the dog, like the little puppy. He's going, Brian.
A dog in the... Oh,
oh, Brian. Oh, you're so sexual while you don't move. And it just goes on for 14 minutes and that's the rest of the episode. I remember that episode.
But, yeah, Alien was a good movie. Wasn't as spooky as Eraserhead or It Follows, but I don't think its primary focus was to be spooky.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's hard for movies to actually scare anyone.
I mean, if you have a lot of experience with spooky movies, it gets harder and harder and harder to scare you.
Yeah.
The premise is different. I mean, if I would have watched this, you know, 5-10 years ago, I would have been like, oh, yeah, that was spooky shit. Just because the premise alone is very, very strong. It's a very strong premise of just stranded on a spaceship. There's this crazy, like, 7-foot-tall, black, shitness, acid-blooded, triple-mouthed, giant claws, spiky tail motherfucker.
Yep, and it bites you.
It just sticks you right in the face, and then you die.
Yeah. Oh, in space, no one can hear you scream.
Is that from this?
Yeah, it's a tagline.
Okay, see, because I never said it in the movie.
Nope.
No. Which is probably a good thing. That would have been incredibly hokey.
Yeah. Oh, the original title for the movie was going to be Space Beast.
Space Beast?
Yep.
Wow, it's a good thing they changed it. Holy shit.
Yeah. What, you don't like Space Beast?
No, because calling it an alien is way better than Space Beast.
No, but see, it's like a beast, and it's in space.
In space, no one can hear you, beast.
Yep, exactly.
Right, any last thoughts that you want to share on Alien, Joe? Anything that you want to say about the production, the director, any of that good stuff?
Oh, the shot with the chest burster. None of the people like knew what was really going to happen. None of the actors, and it's all done in one take. So basically, it just bursts out and like sprays them with blood, and then they scream, and like, you get the real reactions that way.
Neat. Yeah, I love when movies. You can always kind of tell in a movie when that happens. Just due to the reaction on people's faces, similar to in Django Unchained, when the guy, when Leonardo DiCaprio cuts his hand.
Yeah.
And some of the people are looking at him like, what the fuck? Like, we gonna cut? Or?
Nope, never cut. That's what I say.
Yep, you've been filming for 20 years. Never cut once.
Exactly, yeah. I have a phone in my pocket, and what I like to do is I just go back and forth with the camera. And I say, I'm Stanley Kubrick now.
Stop. I'm Stanley Kubrick too. Stanley Kubrick.